Hello and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O. How's it going? How we doing? So I just would like to say thank you for the beautiful weather, because I feel like spring is now starting to fight for her spot here. Like, she's been getting whooped and waxed for some time now, and she's starting to realize, hey, it's my time to shine. So thank you for showing up, girl, because I was graced with all the rays of the sun today. I got to bask in 77 degree weather, when yesterday I was sitting at a whopping 52 degrees and mostly cloudy with scattered showers. I didn't like that. I wasn't feeling that, because, you know, it's in April. So I really need her to fight for her life, fight for her spot here. But with spring doing what she can for us in the streets, let's bring it inside, because it's time for some spring cleaning. Yep, it's that time of year. You know, go ahead and sort through your closet, put your winter formals and winter affairs away. Yeah, it's about that time. It's time to purge your clothing, your belongings. Sometimes people purge like their household items, and I respect that and I commend you, because sometimes you have to make space. And I'm not that lady who'd be like, oh, get rid of things that no longer feed you, or if you have no connection, set it free. Like, I get that to an extent, but I'm not gonna sound like that. I'm just gonna stare at it for like about a good like few seconds. I'm like, there's no room here for you. Be gone with yourself. So you gotta do what you gotta do. But with spring cleaning comes spring awareness. More specifically, self-awareness. Oh yes. This episode are for all my overthinkers and all my procrastinators as well. Cause we got something in common. Sometimes we like to approach things or avoid things at all cost. So let's get into it. You're not alone. There are others beside you, even though you can't really see them standing next to you, and that's okay. So we're gonna address this together. Now, I just wanna make it very clear. I'm a professional human. That's as professional as it gets. That is where I have the most experience on my resume. I am only telling you things from the perspective of me and some conversations that I've had with others. So that means we're all professional humans and we relate to this at some level. Some deeper, some more shallow, but regardless, it's in our minds. So let's get into it. With our spring cleaning and our self-awareness, it's time that we look at not only the clothing and the household items that we feel so attached to, but also our behavior. Oh yeah, we're getting into the thick of it. Oh boy, I'm scared too. So, you know, when you think about this person that you've been, I'll even give some grace, the last 2 years, ever since the pandemic has hit, we all have been inside. Physically and, you know, reflectively inside. We've been thinking about who we are, what we want for ourselves, and what that would look like, what that should feel like, what we imagine that to be, and trying to bring this, you know, identity to fruition. Now, with being self-aware, again, as I will always say, you must give yourself grace, but you also have to be honest. Like, be real gritty with the nitty. So this thing, or these things, or these attitudes, these behaviors that you have, we have to kind of purge what is going to feed us in this next season or this current season. Let's really identify when the pandemic started. Who were we? You know, were you really outgoing? Were you really shy? Were you, you know, on the fence? If you're on the fence, get off the fence. You're gonna hurt yourself. But, you know, like, what did this identity do for you? And now I'm not saying, oh, you know, like, catfish yourself, like, be a completely different person, but actually evaluate and sit down. Are you as joyful as you could be? Do you feel like something or someone is holding you back? Do you feel like it is you? Like, let's, you know, get a pen and paper. Let's write these things down. Do you feel as if you are really antisocial or have become antisocial? Why? Where do you think that stems from? I mean, yes, with the pandemic, we've been inside, you know, you feel sheltered, everyone's nervous, everyone's anxious, you know, all the things are in wreckage right now. But do you feel like you've just gone from taking a moment of isolation to just choosing isolation, just being inside and, you know, distant and staying distant? And kind of why has that fed you so long, but also why you would like to come out of that and what you would like to do to get yourself out of that? Something else to reflect on. Do you feel as if you've been very overzealous lately? Like you've just been doing the most with the very least intentions. Like you're just putting on to hide something, or if you're putting off to hide something. Like what is, are you being overzealous or underzealous? Like what is happening with you? So just think about it. Like when it comes to the clothes in your closet, you may have, you know, come a little fluffy. You may have put on some love weight. You may have put on some sad weight. You may have lost weight. You may be trying to do something, but you notice that some clothes just ain't fitting the way it used to. Maybe them curves be packing a punch. They looking like suffocate. And maybe you're looking, you know, slim, more slim, less thick, and that's okay too. But you have to realize it's time to make space for what you want. So let's spring clean it. I know that there are times where, like, throughout the year, some people are like, oh, I think I'm just gonna get rid of this because, you know, if I get rid of this, I can get something else. But what if we actually make space just to have space? Like, we've just been kind of living or surviving in clutter. Like, and there's just no room to think or breathe, or maybe you're holding on to other people's clutter. Maybe it's time to, matter of fact, don't even give their clutter back. Just give it to Goodwill. Maybe you obtained or adopted this clutter because you're like, you know what? This don't fit you, but this gonna look good on me. And then now it's just sitting in the back of a closet on the floor under the bed somewhere. And it's like, you didn't even, well, A, you shouldn't have taken it. Like, you shouldn't have taken it at all. But B, it don't even fit you because it wasn't for you. And I don't mean in like, oh, let's swap clothes kind of thing, but the whatever it may be, attitude, demeanor, behavior, whatever XYZ may be, it literally wasn't for you. It's not you. It was never you. So it wasn't something that you needed to attach yourself to. But that's the joy of spring cleaning. We're getting into the thick of it to get rid of it. So be prepared. Have a couple garbage bags on hand. And, you know, you got to do what's best for you. And I'm excited. So something else that comes along with spring cleaning. If there are, you know, things or items that you have and you really truly love this piece, whatever it may be, and you're like, you know what, I've been saying I'm gonna wear it, or I say I'm gonna pick it up, I say I'm gonna put it out, and you've just been kind of holding off on it. Well, for my procrastinators, why are you doing this to yourself? I mean, it's something you enjoy, and it's kind of odd because you enjoy it only when you see it, but then the second you walk away, like, you're just engulfed by something else. Like, let's figure out why. Are you intimidated by it? Do you actually feel as if this thing that you would like to attach to will take you somewhere that's unfamiliar? Like, is it making you a little scared, a little nervous? That's okay. Just give it a try. I mean, you own it for a reason. And it's something that you actually have for yourself, not that something you adopted, something like, hey, let me borrow this and you forgot to give it back. Like, no, it's something that's actually yours. So why are you scared? Why are you being shy? Just give it a try. You have it for a reason. Something like captivated you to get it or inspired you enough. And don't let the spark of the flame die out because it's like, oh, you know, don't overthink it. Because then you're just gonna keep giving yourself reasons and really nonsense to just keep yourself distant from it when you actually should be close to it. go ahead, embrace it. Clearly it's not going to hurt you because you got it. Now, if it is something that is going to hurt you, please get rid of it. Be safe. Be responsible. Do not hurt yourself. Just let it go. Let it go. Do what you gotta do. But if it's something that you've been tiptoeing in your Jordans about and you actually want to go for the leap, go for it. I'm just saying, go ahead. Take it off the shelf, dust it off, put it in a view that you can actually see and be like, I'm gonna do it. And look at it every day. Take the time, even pick it up. Even if you pick it up and touch it, you're just like, oh, this is the angle, this is the back. It could be a book, it could be a podcast mic, it could be, you know, your own computer, or maybe a doc that's been saved for so long. Take it out the folder, put it onto like your home screen, like lock it in there, make it an icon, like put it in front of your face. Let it happen for yourself. That's how things get to going and things get to thinking and things start becoming when it's in front of you. I can see what's happening. Okay, I'm not gonna do this the entire episode, but like, put it in front of yourself. You have it for a reason. Now, something else that I truly enjoy about spring cleaning and the self-awareness, there are times where you need help. Like, maybe you have a lot of things that you're trying to get rid of at one time. Like, take it in burst. And it sounds crazy that I'm saying that I like it. It is overwhelming sometimes, but the thing that I can appreciate is the end process. Like, doing it initially is like really chaotic, really hectic. It's like, oh, I don't want to face this. I don't want to deal with this. Wow, who's really trying to conquer this closet or this thing or under the bed, whatever storage unit facility. Yeah, it could be your mind, whatever it may be. But it's the end outcome that we truly, truly should look forward to. But if you need help, get help. It's okay to have people, you know, help you purge your closet, purge your storage, help purge your mind, whatever it may be. Sort things. You probably have a sock drawer, and the only reason why you're actually wearing mismatched socks is because you just haven't sorted to see if like the other sock has its other. I'm not gonna say you're being lazy, because life be life and people get busy. I'm not gonna judge you, but like, what if you really don't actually like wearing mismatched socks, but you know the shoes you have or the pants you wear, they're gonna cover it enough so nobody's gonna know. Nobody's gonna know. They're gonna know. Oh my God. Like, just take the time to do it and actually take genuine time. Don't rush through it. And if it's one of those things that you feel like, okay, you should step away, come back to it, fine. Do that in bursts, but actually do it. Don't hold off, because then you're just delaying your own process. And maybe you actually doing it, you realize, I need new socks. Because you've learned that some socks truly have just lost their match. Some socks are holier than thou. And it's just time to put the sock to rest. And it's not the laundry's fault either. You've just been struggling in the shoe department and your socks have been catching the grit of it, or lack thereof. But all in all, I'm not here to shade anybody. I'm just stating facts here. You won't know unless you go through your stuff. What you need, what you don't need, what you should change, what you should keep. I'm just putting things into perspective here. Some things that I guess are kind of hard about spring cleaning is, you know, finding the things that you're like, oh, this is my favorite piece, this is my favorite item, or oh, I really love this. And then realizing that you actually should depart with it because there's just no need for it anymore. It's not a coddling thing, or maybe it's just kind of worn out. Like you've that's your favorite shirt. We know. It's real clean. It's so clean, it's washed the image or words off of it. And again, I'm not gonna judge you, but maybe it's time to find a new favorite. Maybe with accepting that this favorite has been here X amount of time, and you're like, you know what? It's time to move on from this. It's self-awareness. You should be proud of it, and also it gives the opportunity to learn what else could be a favorite in your life. Like, where are you? Who are you? And if you don't know, doing some spring cleaning will give you the chance to have the space to learn who you are. I mean, I'm just saying. So, I'll take myself as an example. I literally need to do some spring cleaning in the next 2 weeks. It's just about that time. And I have a tendency of when I either go and visit my mom or I go and visit my grandmother or I visit somebody that has some level of clothing that I used to own or still own, it's just not in my possession, I'll go and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this forever. Oh my gosh, I've been looking for this. And I'll take it, pack it, bring it back home, and I'll put it in my closet. And then I'll realize, oh snap, it's time to clean. And as I'm trying to go through my stuff, and I feel like, okay, I'm gonna get rid of this shirt, I'm gonna get rid of these pants, I'm gonna give this away to somebody. And at times, like, I get to the bottom of me purging my stuff, all the things that I've decided to take with me, I'm like, no, I'm gonna hold on to it. No, I can't separate myself from this. I just got it. And it's like, well, A, it wasn't in your face the whole time, so did you really care? B, now that it's in your face, have you touched it at least 5 times since it's been back in your possession? And C, what if you just don't need this anymore? Like, girl, let it go. I went to my grandmother's house at the end of last year, and there was a coat in her closet that I've owned since I was literally in fourth grade. I was, 9? The coat still fits me. And I'm not trying to sound ungrateful, like, oh my gosh, girl, get a grip. Like, what is you doing? At the same time, I'm not the same person that I was in fourth grade. Yes, it's a sturdy coat, but another 9-year-old could use the coat. I'm not wearing that coat. And I literally have talked about this, my style and my fashion expertise are shifting and changing. It's okay if I sacrifice one coat. It's not like I don't have other coats that meet my needs now. When am I gonna get rid of the coat? In these next 2 weeks. Hold me to it. In these next 2 weeks, I'm gonna get rid of the coat. But it's just a matter of being honest, being aware of myself. Yeah, seeing it was so nostalgic. That coat has literally traveled and experienced life. But it's experienced most of its life in the closet while I've been living on the outside. So do I need to hold on to it? No. Because that one coat takes up, like, I'll say safely 4 hanger spaces for other things that I can have. Or just the space I can have, because I may not actually need anything. And that's okay. So hold me to it. And that's, you know, one example I have. Another example. So in undergrad, I used to work at Spencer's. Love that place till this day. I owned 52 dad hats. What is one person doing with 52 dad hats? Nothing. Nothing right now at where I am in my life now. Nothing. I took them. All of my dad hats fit into a carry-on size suitcase, one side of it. I took them out and I literally got rid of more than half of those dad hats. I didn't try to sell them. I didn't sell them, but I was like, okay, which ones do I actually want to hold on to? Because I did have favorites, but I'd be honest with myself. I'm not wearing all 52 of them. I'm barely wearing 5. So me keeping at least 10 was still pushing it, but I allowed myself to keep 10 and I gave the other ones away. As people come and visit me, I'm like, you wear dad hats? Great. I have a couple that you can look at and even hold on to while supplies last, because I don't need that many. I had to be honest with myself. Like, dad hats used to be like a thing, like an identity for me. It was just a look. I had a variety of colors and I just went through them like clockwork. But now where I am, I don't wear them. I don't need them. They're not feeding anything. I've progressed from that. So purge to the dad hats. And that's okay. I love them for who they were. I love them for who they are. And I will love them on someone else's scalp. And I will give a compliment too. But even then, it took a lot of self-awareness. It took a lot of honesty. And it took a lot of energy to let it go. It takes energy. You have to want to do it. You have to go through with it. It's not like you're like, okay, I want to see the sunrise on a cliff. It's like, okay, I'm just gonna watch it down here though, because the energy, I don't have the energy to climb. No, you gotta get the steps in. You gotta go for it. So whether the thing, the item, the hobby, whatever it may be, whether you have to stand on a ladder and get it off of a shelf all the way up in your closet, if you have to literally bear crawl under your bed to pull it out, like, or it's probably just a book on a shelf that you literally just need to pivot, take down, and drop in a box. Whatever it may do, it's gonna take energy, but you have to make the choice to burn the energy to do it. It's a choice, and that's okay. And that's why I said, if you need help, phone a friend. Either call someone on video, have someone actually on the phone, have someone texting you, have like a group chat of people, and treat it like a let go session. Like, hey, I'm letting this go, or I want to let this go. What y'all think? Friends could be like, oh, girl, I haven't seen you wearing that in a minute. Or, yo, my guy, those shorts, those pants are not even a thing anymore. Like, do away with it. They probably can be a better item for someone else. And you just need to cut the ties with it, because it's not a good item for you anymore. Or like I said, it's an item that you've been holding off on. Some people got clothes in their closet with tags on them. I'm not coming for nobody. I'm not name dropping. That's not my business. But you've been holding on to this thing for so long. Whatever your reason may be, pull it out. Put it on. And if you are one of those people who are currently either like working on like your body goals, whatever that may be for you, if it is a goal, put it in the front. Let yourself see your goal every day. What you trying to be? Who you trying to look like? What you trying to look like? All right, boom. You can't have your goal in the back of the closet. You can't see that. And I have the audacity. But I will also take my advice, because I am doing that myself. There are some outfits I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. I want to cherish it. If you want to cherish it and appreciate it, put it on. Because one day you're going to forget about it. And then you're going to forget what you need to look like to wear it. And then boom. Now we here. So, you know, do what you got to do for yourself. Self-love starts with self-awareness. Bring yourself to it. To be aware. I'm just saying, do what you gotta do. So, spring clean, find the energy, and just do it. Go on and do it. What you are do? What you are doing? You are do it. Oh, the joy. Oh, the joy. Spring cleaning can be so taxing. Put on a TV show, put on some music, get a vibe going, and love yourself through it all. Don't let it be more chaotic than what it already seems and feels like. But just do it for you. The only person holding you back is you. But there's so much to gain once you do it. Whether you gain new items or you gain space. I personally prefer to gain space right now, because I want to build on my fashion sense. And all the items that I would love, they gonna need room. So I'm willing to sacrifice some of the things I have in my closet now. So if you would like to start a let go group chat, email me at contactme@omarahdee.com. omarahdee.com. Yeah, I just have to throw that out there, because why not? Why not? It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. And the fun is only just beginning. And I cannot wait till you start purging your closets, your mind, under your beds, your life. But I'm excited to see what's on the other side of the purge. And I hope my words made sentences.